There were no major surprises in the latest cattle on feed report, as feedlot inventories came in close to year-ago levels. As of December 1st, U.S. feedlots had 12 million head. Here's USDA livestock economist Shale Shagum.
So about 5,000 head more on feed on December 1st than last year. In terms of having worked down that bulge of cattle that sort of got backed up because of COVID earlier in the year, it would appear that most of those cattle have already moved through the feedlots.
Texas feedlots ended with year-over-year gains dropping 1%, while Kansas and Nebraska posted moderate gains of 3 and 2% respectively. November placements into feedlots are 9% lower than 1 year ago. Cattle prices were also lower for 700 to 800 pound feeders compared to last year, but
prices, which are about $12 a hundredweight less.
Cattle on feed numbers remain steady in South Dakota, while Minnesota feedlots experienced an 11% drop. Looking forward, a resurgence in COVID-19 cases throughout the winter will be the big question for cattle feeders. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.